This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, November 14. Be my rock of refuge. Our reading comes from Psalms chapter 17. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of those who are evil and cruel. For you have been my hope, Sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. I have become a sign to many. You are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. Do not cast me away when I am old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone. For my enemies speak against me. Those who wait to kill me conspire together. They say God has forsaken him. Pursue him and seize him, for no one will rescue him. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quickly, God, to help me. May my accusers perish in shame. May those who want to harm me be covered with scorn and disgrace. As for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous deeds, of your saving acts all day long, though I do not know how to relate them all. I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, Sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteous deeds, yours alone. Since my youth, God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, my God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come. While writing these devotions, I was hospitalized for almost 2 weeks in connection with a surgery. It was a time of uncertainty for me and our family, and I was often afraid of what might happen. But the surgeon reassured us confidently that things would be okay. Though he made us aware of risks, he was hopeful about the outcome. Psalm 71 seems to be written by someone who was growing frail. The psalmist asks God not to let him be put to shame or to forsake him when his strength is gone. At the same time, the psalmist also expresses deep confidence and trust in God. Many people journeyed alongside our family as I regained my strength. Like the psalmist, I felt that my life was a sign to many witnesses, demonstrating God's goodness and provision. We were continually amazed at all the ways we were being cared for. We know that my health situation could have unfolded in a very different way, but what never changes is that God is our rock and fortress. Though our bodies may grow frail, our confidence can become more sturdy. Be my rock of refuge, to which I can always go. We can trust that when we cry out and ask the Lord for healing, He always hears our prayers. Pray with me. Lord, to whom can we go but you? Be our rock of refuge so that we can confidently turn to you in times of strength or weakness. For you are our rock and our fortress. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.